4.
Occasionally, celebrities will call the quote line.
Time for New Year to sing Pearl Jam. She's a empty canvas, untouched sheets of clay. Hey, 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 it's fate, New Year, and I'm gonna sing a song for you. I ain't got nothing for me to go to, so now I'm gonna panic and hang up this old phone, cause it looks like licorice, and I'm gonna gnaw on it like a bone. Nah, 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 look at that licorice phone. Om, om, om.
End of message.
Oh my gosh, he ate the phone.
It's, well, actually, still pretty much the same old bit there, but I'm happy we're trying to develop it a little further.
Well, if New he's going to call the crow line every week, I mean, I don't know if he is. I'm just saying, if he is, that'll be interesting.
Well, that'll be interesting to see what sort of new plots he comes up with.
Right. Some people are still upset and talking about Mark Teixeira and Dan.
But now back to Tom.
Yeah, Dan, what's up, Dan? This is G from Dallas. I'm going to get this right one time. I've been calling and trying to get across my HSO. But tell you what, I got an idea, Dan. Let's pull a prank on Mark Teixeira. I think ever since the day that you told him he had divorce to look forward to, I think he has become a bitter baseball player. I mean, you watch him on TV, I mean, he's never smiling. And whenever the opposing batter gets on first base, he don't talk to anybody. Usually you see, you know, the first baseman. It seems like there's always a distraction. I'm on the phone. Anyway. If you look, you notice most first basemen around the league, they talk to each other, you know, teams talk to each other. But this guy doesn't talk to nobody, man. I think he's so bitter, and his ego is probably about as big as his strikeout ratio. So it's, I think let's pull together a prank or something, and let's bash Mark Teixeira.
End of message.
Let's put together a prank or something.
Not well thought out.
And bash Mark Teixeira.
Well, there's always a interruption.
It's true that he doesn't have much of a personality, but I think he's going to be a good baseball player still. He had a nice diving stop. Was that yesterday?
Yeah. And by the way,
that game.
His demeanor probably didn't start because of Dan goofing on him. He's probably had that demeanor quite a little ways before
didn't
that.
It? Yeah, he was a tool before I met him.
Hey.
Not a tool.
Malone.
What? Yeah.
You're the one who stepped over the line.
He's on our Rangers.
Yeah. Speaking of our Rangers, when decided to call the goal line.
And
this is Joaquin Benoit, starting pitcher for the Texas Rangers. I do not care that I lost the game for do nothing. I do not care about the Rangers. I do not care about your stinking baseball game. All I want is your American money, which I will quickly transfer to the Fox. I am Joaquin Benoit, starting pitcher for the Texas Rangers, and I never listen to stinky bad radio because they stink worse than the hairy underarms of a beautiful French woman.
End of message.
Okay. He's from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I guess since I've...
Not from France.
Sounds like Inspector Clouseau.
It sounded real good, yeah. Since I visually see him...
Well, we'd like to thank the Pink Panther for calling the crow line.
And number 4, that's Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell. They're called Bad Radio.